KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, ranking member of the House Homeland Security Committee, says House Republicans are not following the normal procedure for impeachment referrals.
The referral has come to the Homeland Security Committee, which will be the first ever impeachment consideration by a committee other than the Judiciary Committee.
The House Homeland Security Committee voting 18 to 14 along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to the full House. Committee Chairman Mark Green says Mayorkas deserves impeachment.
Secretary Mayorkas is the very type of public official the framers feared. Someone who would cast aside the laws passed by a co-equal branch of government, replacing those with his own preferences, hurting his fellow Americans in the process.
Committee Chairman Mark Green. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States is encouraged by recent talks to secure the release of more hostages held in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says recent efforts to negotiate a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to free more hostages have been constructive.
Based on the discussions we've had over the weekend and in recent days, we feel it's moving in a good direction.
However, he cautions there's much more work to do and no final deal has been reached. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former President Trump staying on the primary ballot in Illinois, the state's election board declining to remove the Republican 2024 frontrunner. A decision in Maine is on hold. Six men found shot to death last week in the Southern California desert. They were likely shot in a dispute over marijuana. The Dow had 99 points, but the NASDAQ is down 108. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime produces a controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports at least 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming at least 2,200 victims. The commission also says the actual number of perpetrators is probably much larger. The PCG is an umbrella organization of 20 regional churches and represents more than 19 million Protestant Christians in Germany. This is SRN News. A South Carolina judge has denied Alex Murdaugh's bid for a new double murder trial after hearing allegations that jury tampering influenced the guilty verdict. The convicted killer of his wife and son was in court Monday for that hearing. Things getting a little confusing for Nevada Republican voters.
Nevada will have two contests in February, a Republican and Democratic primary on February 6th and the Republican caucuses on February 8th. The Nevada Secretary of State is required to operate the primary, and that's where former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley will run. Former President Donald Trump will run in the caucuses operated by the state Republican Party. Sandra Cosgrove is the executive director of Vote Nevada.
The winner of the caucus will be the person that gets the delegates to go to the Republican National Convention.
What that essentially means is that Nikki Haley is skipping Nevada. I'm Donna Water.
More details at SRNNews.com.